going over the steps in one of my journeys through the steps. I've taken a few already. And I went back basically to my original journey and a lot of this stuff. And as time went on and I visited the steps over with two different means, these steps kept growing. And my knowledge of working them and starting to implement them became greater. Step six, we were talking about at the very beginning when we started this, we were talking about the classes that they had in the early days of AA. They used to call, well, they now call them back basic classes. They still have them in Akron, Ohio. They still have them in Washington, D.C. And in those classes, you actually did the steps before you went to a meeting, all 12. Amazing how that worked. And step six, if you were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. If you want to know where this step is described, it's described in the big book on pages 75 and 76. And the directions for taking step six are on page 76, paragraph 1, line through 1 through 5. I've been reading the solution to the step as outlined in the big book. And it says, the answer to how we do it, it says, if we can answer to our satisfaction, and that's where for the fifth step, it asks us that we go home for an hour, take the book down on the shelf, we thank God for getting to know him better, we read the five proposals, which are the first five steps, we ask if we've left anything out, and once we've done that, if you can answer to your satisfaction those questions, we now look at step six. We have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. We are now ready to let God remove from us all things which we have admitted are objectionable. Can he take them all, everyone? If we still cling to something, we will not let go. We ask God to help us be willing. Probably one of the shortest steps in the big book, probably one of the hardest steps to practice in life. 15 years later, from that original writing, the 12 and 12 came out, and in the 12 and 12, step six has a lot more information. It's about a lot of things. And it says, to explain that any person capable of enough willingness and on all his faults, without any reservation whatever, has indeed come a long way spiritually, and therefore entitled to be called a man who is sincerely trying to grow in the image and likeness of his Creator. My sixth step, I wasn't trying to grow in anything. I was still following pretty strong directions about stop behaving the way I knew was wrong. Get rid of the inappropriate behavior. I have a saying, and it's not AA, something that I've come to cultivate through watching more than anything else and watching other people's faults. Besides my own, I still take everybody's inventory. I just don't tell them. Sometimes. Sometimes I do. Not that well. That inappropriate behavior is always inappropriate. Now, what's appropriate for me not to be appropriate for anybody else. My morality and convictions that I grew into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous is what God gave me. So I started learning to do what I know was right and stop doing what I know was wrong. And that, to me, is the essence of 67. I stop in step six doing what's wrong, and I start doing what's right in step seven. Now, that took a long time to get there, because I didn't think I had any defects of character when I got here. I thought you guys just didn't understand. I remember sitting at a meeting, and I was pretty new, and I kept saying, and I always heard it, so I repeated it, the parrot that we all are when we first get here. I'm going back to bad behavior, or old behavior. And old timer sat down with me and said, don't worry, kid, you ain't learned any new ones yet. And I didn't get it then. It took a long time for that to sink in. But in that journey of learning my inappropriate behaviors, I started seeing where they really came from. Step six. When men and women pour so much alcohol into themselves, they destroy their lives. They commit an almost unnatural act, defying their instinctive desire for self-preservation, they seem to be bent on self-destruction. They work against their own deepest interests. They are humbled by the terrific beating administered by alcohol, and the grace of God can enter them and dispel their obsession. Here, their powerful instinct
to live and cooperate fully with their creative desire to give them new life. For nature and God abhor suicide.
I was trying to kill myself. And that's why I drank. I couldn't sit in my own skin. I didn't like anything I felt. Nobody behaved the way I wanted to. And even when they did, I had to change the way I wanted them to behave. And so I drank. And I drug. And I did a lot of other inappropriate behaviors. I ate, I chased women, I put myself in places. And I was all normal. I was comfortable in that skin. And I didn't know how to behave any other way. Whether alcoholic or not, I believe these steps can help anybody if they put some of the practices of these steps in their life. And one of the things in the sixth step that really bothered me, I had a perfect release from alcohol, perfect release. It took 9 months of screaming and yelling that I wanted to drink every day. But the obsession was lifted. One day I sat in a meeting and I realized it was 10 o'clock at night and I said, I didn't have a desire to drink today. What happened? Something changed. Even though I was doing everything that was put in front of me, I still didn't realize all the other behaviors, because I was told and I heard that alcohol is but a symptom of a much deeper problem, and the problem is definitely in my thinking. Through the guidance and love of good sponsors and a great support group, they got to point out a lot of my defects. Somebody once said to me, sometimes people just need to talk. Why don't you let them, don't stop having all the answers. I never realized they did that. Let people get out. Some people don't want an answer. Some people just need to let something out. So I had to learn to listen. Then I had to listen to learn. The sixth step, as I did the journey, I read a few things, and I have an exercise, and I give it to my sponsees, and it's a real interesting exercise. See, we all have defects, and in the sixth step, when I work with somebody, I ask them to write all their negative qualities that they found. And I may point out a few, or I may have other people point out a few, on a chip, the same poker chips we use at the end of the meeting. And then I ask them to turn around and write the asset of that defect. Well, going back, I had a very short list, and I pulled it out. And the negatives in my life were conceit, arrogance, pride, fear, resentment, denial, delusion, self-pity, self-centeredness, self-seeking, contempt, worry, justification, defiance, dishonesty, frustration, anxiety, flirtatious, hypocrisy, disobedience, rationalization, cheating, retaliation, lying, stealing, selfishness, grandiosity, rebellion, sloth, just miserable attitude towards people, terror, bewilderment, some of them from the big book. I was critical, I was self-importance, I was impatient, envy, jealousy, laziness. Sounds like anybody else's list? Lust, hate, greed, anger, suspicion, doubt, gossip, and grumbling. I used to grumble a lot. Still do. They don't all go away at once. I was given that perfect release, and I was told these are my defects. Next week I'll read the assets. Because today I don't use that defect. I do use the same chips that I ask my sponsors to use, but I know the negative today, and I let them work on the asset. What I ask them to do is take all these chips and write the negative on one side, put the positive on the other, throw them in a jar, and each day pick out one. God will tell them what to do. They have to work on a daily basis. I've been doing that for 5.5 years now. And that's my morning wake-up. Today I just have a chip with assets. And I have more assets than I have defects today. It wasn't that way when I walked in here. When I did my fourth step, and I just did that with a sponsor last night, I didn't think I had any good qualities. So the man that was working with me, my sponsor, suggested that I go to the people I didn't like in AA and ask them what good qualities I had. So I had to go to every meeting and learn something about humility, and go to somebody and say, I know you don't like me, but do you see anything good in me? I was very amazed. I was very amazed at the things that I did in the rooms for the time that I was there that I didn't know I was doing. We talk about the perfect release. If God took away my alcoholism, why can't he take away everything else? I know what this step says, because, you know, I want to be fixed now. So get the lust out of my heart, you know. So how do I stop groping at the women and, you know, chasing them and doing all the stuff that I did? My sponsor said, the way you start is by stopping. Just don't act out on the way you used to. So for me, the sixth step is about stop doing what I know is wrong. I could tell you lots of funny stories about the sixth step that happened, because a lot of things that was wrong, I didn't see. It took a lot of other people to point it out to me. I stay willing to change. Where I'm not willing, I pray for the willingness. Some of my grosser handicaps, and it's really going into, it's very hard to separate the step six from step seven for me, because they're so closely related. Some of my grosser handicaps were lifted the way alcohol was. One day they just weren't there. They do come back. They're always right under my skin. I can go in a New York heartbeat right back into rage and anger and stupidity and acting appropriately, but I have some tools to clean it up today. But when I got here, I didn't know I had those problems. Those problems in that short list of 60 some odd things that was given here, and I thought I had all these assets, you know. The good thing is, all those defects, somewhere in the big book, it says your defects will be turned to assets. And because I know how not to behave today. And that's a wonderful thing. It's a hard process, and it doesn't always work. The sixth step is a tough one. Willingness, I still have a lot of things I'm not willing to give up. But I don't say no, never. You know, I was talking to someone who is telling me they're just incapable of loving someone. They can love someone but not be in love. And I said, you know, don't give up on that, because you never know who's going to open that door or when that door opens. And sixth step, I always go back to the spiritual axiom that's in the back of the big book. There is a principle that keeps a person in everlasting ignorance, and that principle is contempt prior to investigation. And usually that's where my defects show their best, when I have contempt for something or it's not going my way. Isn't it amazing how the process worked up to this point, and why now, when I have an opportunity to clean up the garbage, do I start fighting? I like to tell my sponsees and people that I work with that I consider the fourth, fifth, sixth, and step as the garbage. You pack up the bag of garbage in the morning in the fourth step. You then put it outside in the fifth step. In the sixth step, the garbage man comes and drives it away. In the seventh step, you run down the road and say, wait, I think I want that. I didn't want to throw that away yet. And then you go back to look at it at six and say, but that's really how simple I made it become. I know that the best I'll ever be is perfectly imperfect. And I can get to work on it through other steps in other areas. I can always go back and do another four step. And I know people, and I go through this all the time, whether you want to call it a 10th step or you want to call it a mini four step, knowing whether you do it annually, semi-annually, whether you do it once or 100 times, everybody does it a different way. Everybody's journey is their own. But my six-step journey, the first thing I had to learn to do was sit and be still in for a meeting for a whole hour. That was a tough one. Sit on my hands, not jump up and run out and get a cup of coffee, not run to the bathroom, not run outside to sneak a cigarette, not go talk to somebody. Sit and be still. That took a long time. I still have problems with that one. But I get to work on it. And that's the seventh step. But in the sixth step, there are lots of defects. Some of them I don't want to look at. Some of them are right there in front of me. And some of them I need others to show me. And one of the things I learned along the way, and this is one of my favorites, sometimes I'll see somebody in a meeting and I'll start passing judgment. And I think a lot of us do. And then I remember what I was taught. I say, thank God, God is giving me a lesson to teach me how I don't want to behave. I hear that a lot with language. I came in with a mouth full of language. I don't curse. I don't like it in any conditions today. Once in a while, I will go off the handle and my mouth will become pursue her because I'm still there. It's just like my alcoholism. I get a 24-hour retreat contingent on my spiritual well-being for my character defect. And that's enough on step 6 out of me.